The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother.
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is Wednesday, May 20th, 2026.
Well, it's only Wednesday.
Got the date right.
Hump day.
Hump day.
It'll take me a little bit to wake up there, buddy.
You know, I wasn't going to say anything, but you look,
God, it's only
groggy.
It's only Wednesday.
Yeah.
WT the F.
Well, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
That's how it works, right?
God, that's probably something my mom saw the first time, or thought, you know, with the, she always had a tough time with the initials. You know, LOL, that's the legendary story.
Oh, that is a good one.
She dropped it on, hey mama, dropped it on, someone had a family member pass away, and she said, our thoughts and prayers are with you, LOL. And she meant lots of love, but did not know, which is beyond me. But she probably sees WTF, or saw it, rather, and said, oh, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Yes, she would. Well, that's what that one means.
I bet you that's what she thought, because of the way I can see her pillbox. With, you know, she'd have them. My sister would go over there once a week and separate her pills. She wouldn't let me do it because I'd keep some of the pain ones. I'm kidding. She went on pain pills.
Missing some.
You know, MTWTFSS. Well,
what screws people up is Thursday's TR, usually.
Yes.
Because, you know, Tuesday's already taken.
That's true. I didn't think about that. She probably would have been wise to that.
What is, I know where TR is.
TU is Tuesday. TR. Well, I wonder why we do that. Why isn't it TH?
That would make sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because my mom would think you meant Traveler's Rest came after Wednesday if you put that down. So.
Who's responsible for this?
I don't know.
BS.
I don't know. Is that something worldwide that, I know people disagree on what day the Sabbath is, and even when Christmas really is, but...
Or Jesus' birthday.
Well, yeah, so that's what I meant.
Oh, yeah.
I wasn't making a Chinooka joke. But
Chinooka.
Like, does the world agree that today is Monday? Wednesday?
God, you messed me up for a minute.
Well, I was looking at pill boxes in my head.
No, because it's already...
Well, that's true. Yeah.
Is China 12 hours ahead?
But the word Wednesday in...
Oh, the word.
Swahili, does that mean Wednesday? Does that, you know...
Oh, is it the same? Yeah, I see what you're saying.
That's a great-ass point.
Yeah.
Do like, they... Because some, well, I don't know if they they have to celebrate the same year, right?
But do they say, you know, the equivalent of Happy Hump Day?
Probably not. That's us. That's completely an American thing.
Feliz
off of a commercial.
Hump Day.
Yeah, you're halfway through the week.
Yes, half.
I mean, maybe their work week is a little different. They don't have to work 5 days. They work four.
That's true. The Germans do 4/10.
Yeah.
A lot of them do. And they drink beer all day.
If you got 4/10, break them out.
So hump day would be Tuesday.
Break them in half.
You're halfway there.
Yes. Oh, that's true.
But if you're somewhere, like you're in a tribe and time doesn't exist, because you don't do anything all day but walk around the desert naked.
All right.
Like what day
How do
is
I
it?
Sign up for that?
Yeah.
I don't know if you want to.
That's
true. It gets hot out there.
Like before, like think about this too. We were doing some deep early thinking. Before money, and you didn't have jobs, if you just, and I'm not even talking, because it wasn't like we went from living in caves to all of a sudden clocking in working somewhere. I mean, there was this time. So other than going out and gathering and hunting, what else do people do?
Yeah,
like what did they just like get up and say? I know they had to get up and get food. They had to do that. Was the big plan for the day. And often that probably took most of the day. But like what else did they do?
I mean, there was nothing really to build. Mud huts, maybe you just walk around naked for most of the day.
Yeah.
That would not be good, especially in the summertime.
Yeah.
What was the first like organized society? Was it the Romans? They collected taxes.
I think it depends on who you ask.
Yeah.
Aztecs.
If it was the Greeks or...
I'll ask him if I see one.
Or one of them, but like that's where the system, you know, that we needed.
Yeah.
But everybody else, like if you got nothing to do all day.
Yeah.
Hey, what do you do?
But with even
sleep.
Do you remember the air up there? They just played basketball all day, and they were in a tribe when they weren't playing basketball.
Yeah.
Look at the Egyptians. They built pyramids. I wouldn't want to do that.
I was walking like one this morning. I was halfway out the door, and I was like, oh, I got to go.
What, did they work 12s?
Egyptians?
I wonder what schedules they were working to build those pyramids.
Sunrise to sunset, I'm sure.
Build a Sphinx.
They were just sitting there watching the aliens do it. That's what they were doing.
No, they had, because they had pulleys. That's where they got them from.
Yeah.
If you think the Egyptians didn't have a pulley system, then you're
that would be common sense.
Well, some people debate where that started.
Yeah, but where'd they get all the rocks? That's the big question. That's the big question. Why do you, how do you get stones that big? The pulley system, yeah. And I even seen the ones where they keep taking the same trees and laying them down for them to push those stones on the trees as they turned. It's like
Angry Birds.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But even then, those trees would break down very easily. And where'd the trees come from? It's a desert.
Yeah.
It's wild.
It's not, it's not Gilgamesh. It's some kind of stone. Maybe that's what they use. Sandstone or whatever.
Sandstone.
Yeah, I think they made this. Yeah. I don't know.
But how did they make their fancy little headdresses? They had gold, dude. Yeah, but did they have gold in Egypt?
Yeah.
Or was it brought in from somewhere else?
Oh. Well, they did have boats around.
Oh, yeah.
And are there, I don't want to get too deep into it. Egyptian slaves? Yeah. Boats?
Right. Yes.
Does it know about the regular slaves, I guess you'd say?
What?
The first slaves?
In American vernacular or, I guess, contemporary history, like when you hear that, it's almost like, really, if...
I don't even know that.
Like if it's because if you're from Europe, you're an indentured servant. That's what they called it.
So when they loaded up the slaves in Africa, they weren't just coming here, right? Like they were going everywhere.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you other countries... as guilty.
If you didn't have a tribe to be in, you kind of be lost.
The other countries financed all of that and arranged the shipping routes and stuff.
But when it comes to slavery, who do you think of first? Old USA, don't you?
I mean, really, yeah. I mean, that's what. But you also, like, it's one of those things where it's kind of overprotected. I mean, like the word slave, you hear, that's the first thing that comes to mind for most people is Civil War time in America. But like
roots,
you can't even like say, you know, working like a slave anymore, or you can't call your boss a slave driver anymore.
The band had to change their name.
Oh,
yep.
Forgot about that.
You can't use any of that stuff.
Yeah, but
I think of Django first, actually.
Say again.
Do you think of Django first when you hear the word slavery?
No, I think of Roots.
Roots, yeah.
Just because I watched it so many times.
Yeah.
Time to update it, right? New cast. Who could be Kunta Kinte?
Flip it around and do it with an all-white cast.
That would be interesting.
The way they did like Matlock and...
Oh, you let us honor you by telling your story.
Right.
Like, you know, just...
Al Jolson beat us to it.
Just to prop you up.
Yeah. Which, I mean, like...
Robert Pattinson would probably be Kunta Kinte. It'd have to be somebody, a famous white actor that people know.
Yeah. It's one of those things where, like, as a director, would you want to direct... You know, if you're a black guy, would you want to direct that movie? But then again, like, why would you want to direct Passion of the Christ and sit there and, like...
Yeah, that's it's such almost, a sad story.
Like, it is kind of odd that you think about it this way. Oh. And this is probably, like, such on the... walking the line kind of thing, but it's really something to think about, is like wearing a crucifix. Like, it's reminding you of what Christ did. He gave his life for your sins, but also it's kind of like, I don't know, it's like if you were Sharon Tate's family.
I wear it every day.
You kept like a picture of
not the porn
Charles
star
Manson. You know what I'm saying? Like it's just
kind of, yeah.
I mean, it's kind of like a reminder. Yes, it's a reminder to us, but to him it's like, oh wow, people, look, I did that, but yet you're wearing the thing. It's like, there I am, you took put me in the manger, wear that around your neck, little baby Jesus. Why you gotta put the end of time,
you gotta have
life.
The wise man too.
I have a
put man. Me coming out of the cave, rolling the rock away.
I
put
got the
that
last
on
supper.
Your neck. Well, you would.
I must be crazy because I have a cross in every room in my house.
I know the significance. I'm just saying, like, you think outside the box about that. Like, you
but
know
I don't.
I, mean?
I
don't take his name in vain, but remind him when he sees you that he died.
What he did for us. But I feel like he keeps us safe at the same time.
Well, yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, that's worldwide. They say that anybody that's had any kind of run-ins with demons or anything like that, they say that word.
Demons.
And they just go.
Oh, Coogler, the guy who did Sinners and the Black Panther movies, he should do a new Roots. Because if Jordan Peele did it, everybody would be a vampire or a zombie.
It would be some kind of dark Hollywood Illuminati symbolism.
I'm ready for an updated Roots. Or Color Purple, too. But you still got to pee in the road.
That's a sad story.
Let Gabrielle Sibide.
Somebody play
the Oprah role where she has to pee on the side of the road. Color Purple.
Yeah, my mom made me watch it.
Made you watch it.
She would watch stuff like that.
It's a weird one. Matthew, come watch Kramer versus Kramer with us.
We only had one TV. She took it away from us. My brother and I had a TV like in one of the rooms back there, and she realized that we were back there doing bad things, so she got rid of the TV.
Sniffing drugs?
Yeah.
I don't know what we were doing. Probably something innocent.
Matthew's story about divorce. Come here and watch.
What are you watching?
That movie was on all the time when I was a kid on HBO. Like, too much. That and On Golden Pond was
freaking Murder, She Wrote.
Was that Peter Fonda?
Yeah. Well, all the Fondas.
Touched by an Angel.
Fonda Peters?
Yes.
What's the one? I get Midnight Cowboy and Urban Cowboy mixed up. Which one had John Voight? And Dustin Hoffman.
Midnight Cowboy.
I'm walking here.
Yeah. I'm walking here.
We watch Midnight Cowboy, Matthew.
She loved Urban Cowboy. Which Travolta? Yeah, was that the one where they filmed it at Gilly's?
I think that was Urban.
Which one was he a porn star?
John Travolta?
Wasn't that the setup of one of the cowboy movies?
Urban Cowboy was him and Deborah Winger.
Yep. Dang it.
Not related to the band, by the way. I've looked it up before.
There was some kind of... I got to look it up now.
Deborah Winger.
Yeah, I saw Officer and the Gentleman. Awful last name. A while back.
She loved that movie. She loved Richard Gere.
And who would not?
My mom liked
it. She hated the rumors of the 80s about him, too.
Well, I don't like it either.
It's not true. So how do you know it's not? Well, they said the same thing about Rod Stewart. Pumped his stomach. Which that was a stupid rumor. Everybody believed it. Rod Stewart had to get his stomach pumped because of, like, no woman ever has. Why would he?
He was on TV last night. It's funny you mentioned that.
Rod Stewart?
They had some special for him.
Sir Rod.
And he looks like hell.
His hair is by the way, let's get into this. You told me, you said, watch Saturday Night Live through at least the Paul McCartney part, the one with Will Ferrell this week. That opener was kind of funny. But were you telling me to watch Paul McCartney for the reason I think you told me to watch it?
Do you feel like he's kind of maybe done? Slipping a little bit?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Still fun.
I felt like that was almost his goodbye without really saying it. It was bad.
Aww.
It was bad.
Bless his heart.
I know. He's trying his best. His eyes are like yellow now. Like his eyes are like they have jaundice or something. Mm. I looked it up and he's 83.
Well.
Yeah.
Good for him.
But like the way, this is what I was thinking though. This is what I had to like envision. Imagine any 83-year-old man that you know in your life right now. And imagine he's up there playing the guitar, singing, and jumping around.
Yeah,
and it doesn't look ridiculous, you know? Like, he's 83. Think about any 83-year-old man you know. And he's singing kind of off-key, but he's singing at volume with a lot of boldness, playing the guitar, but he's jumping and stuff.
I know 40-year-olds that can't move like
damn
that.
Damn right.
So I think of Iggy Pop, which, you know, he was in shape, but when he got older, it just became... Like, he was still thin, but the shape was gone, so he just kind of...
should have put a shirt on eventually.
Well, Iggy never wore a shirt.
He also cut himself on stage, too.
Yeah, glad he stopped doing that.
Do you think McCartney marks out to himself a little bit? Like, how would you not? Do you think he understands his place in music history?
I think he knows who he is, but I don't think he's narcissistic. I think he just enjoys being Paul McCartney.
Yeah.
I bet he wish he can do it all over again. Not different, but just do it again.
There's got to be some kind of, like, he's got to have a little bit of that knowing who he is.
You swagger.
Know? Yeah.
I mean, all men have swagger.
No.
I have features.
Well, Mark Hendricks have swagger.
Yeah, in his own way. You have swagger.
What is his own way?
Better be the way I like
to. No, what I'm saying
Describe my swagger. What swagger
I'm saying
I have?
That
I don't have swagger.
I'm saying that Mark Hendricks and Matt Harris and Jeremy Ellenberg, you all have confidence in your ability of what you're doing. That's so you get out there and you get it done, right?
Damn, that's right.
What he does.
Yeah.
He knows that he's there to entertain.
Not only will he get his done, he will double and triple and quadruple check to make sure you get yours done.
That's right.
See, he definitely has swagger.
Make sure you get an email.
Hey, watch it. There's a little CC down there. Yeah, why don't you go ahead and fill my name in there permanently.
Permanently. That's what I meant. I didn't mean, you know, that you guys are acting ridiculous like you think you're on.
Oh, no.
Why don't you BBC me on that one?
But you have confidence.
Yeah, you have to, and you got to know your value and all that stuff. But you're Paul McCartney, and like history says, like you're.
Yeah, I think if Paul McCartney walked in a room, he'd definitely get some attention.
Well, yeah.
Because he's Paul McCartney.
Most 83-year-olds do. It's like, what are you doing up?
So when you write a song, I wonder if you have a window, and then that just goes away.
Oh, you know, it seems that it's weird because I've thought about that before. Like old rockers, like you think the Stones, like do they still actively write music? Or because the hunger's gone. Like they're going to the south of France, and they're going here and there and Tulum and.
Like
Sugar Tit.
If you have pairs, you know, like Glenn Frey and Don Henley wrote all that stuff, but, you know, even Henley's like, that goes away. And his solo stuff was great, too, but he's like, you know, it's harder to do.
Yeah. Plus, people want to hear you do the classics anyway in concert.
If you're an artist and you write, those are your feelings. That's you're creating a song. It's, you know, your album's artwork.
Yeah, they'll still put out new music, but is it good, you know?
Like, if you look at what Taylor Swift puts out, just the sheer amount of content, that's got to be a ton of just writing. But not only are you writing all the time, but some of the stuff you write is like actually good on the first hit.
Plus, with her, too, that's a good example. Like, you know, she goes, I don't, what is a ticket to her concert? Like, the real price, not the BS inflated.
Like $400.
Like average, probably?
Probably, yeah. That's probably a good guess.
Okay, so then she does that in arenas. And then she's filming all of them, and then she's going to put a movie out in theaters, and she's going to go watch it in concert again.
She was doing a new song on each show in each city, just like as a little chunk in.
Wow.
So much content, but it's like, you drive yourself mad.
I mean, I tried to watch. She's okay.
Travis is really writing a lot of these songs, and that's why the relationship works.
Well, I mean, when you get to the point that she has songwriters and producers and people to help her, just like anybody else who's, even the Rolling Stones.
I mean, you might have a couple people chucking you ideas, but at that point, it's got to be a formula, right?
Yeah.
As far as how you do it and...
But is all her music still about? I love how we went from McCartney to Swift. But are all her songs really about like relationship stuff? Like, she ever talk do any songs about getting blanked up and partying and stuff?
I don't know. Maybe
is it all just kind of like clean, like I'm an American girl.
Just things come up in your life, like, you know.
Yeah, I know, but like
you're writing something, she may say. Something about Travis and not flushing a toilet song or something. You know, I'm just saying.
Yeah, right.
I don't know. I don't know.
If she's not the biggest pop star in the history of music, she will be when she's finished.
Well.
The output.
But the it was built on girls identifying with her and relationships and breakups and stuff.
Yeah.
So now she's been in this long-term relationship and it's a Hollywood couple and things seem to be working out or whatever. Like, does that put some of that charm away?
She wrote a song about his gimmick.
Is that right?
That whole thing is a song.
What's the name of the song?
I don't know.
Love Rocket.
I just know it's about his, like, junk. Oh. No, I gotta look it up. Just like, okay, I'll write a song about his penis schnell.
Well,
itty bitty.
I hope it's a really long song.
Yes.
Oh, it's called Wood. That's the name of the song.
Oh, okay.
Fat Boy had one written about his called Song 2 by Blur.
Woo!
Song 2, maybe. That's enough of that.
Number 2. Oh, you couldn't find
it? I thought you were going to say Slow Ride. That would have been even better, you know.
Dang. Slow Ride. Take it easy.
God, is that a sex song? I never thought of it in that context before now. I never knew what it was about, really. It's about smoking weed. Now I'm thinking
the only thing I really remember is don't say the name of the band too fast.
Oh, you got to look. It's like when I went to the museum at Harvard. I had to look at the sign real quick, make sure it didn't say something else. But it did say Fog Museum.
Oh, yeah. 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 Well, you still went in, though.
I was like, hang on.
Nevertheless, you went in. Oh, let's see. Woo, ooh, slow ride. I'm in the mood. The rhythm is right. Move to the music. We can roll all night.
God, that's what it's about.
It's not about sex. Come on.
It's got to be a sex song.
Slow down. Go down. Got to get your loving one more time. Hold me. Roll me. Slow riding women are so fine.
Do you remember?
God.
Do you remember
never
meeting them?
That.
Do you remember meeting them in Asheville?
Yeah, but I had no idea it was the band. I thought they were the roadies.
They were the band.
I was like, good God, man. God bless.
And they sang it.
I would have given you my car keys and had you park the vehicle for a second. Like, it was wild looking. But they were great. They were great in concert.
They were nice guys. They were nice.
God, that was a sex song. It's like, what's the Alabama song? Lay You Down. Lay You Down Tonight. Oh, well, what do you think? You want to just put her in bed and then cover up and then go off in the other room? You want to lay you down?
I mean, what do you think Dixieland Delight was about? He was talking about her privates.
Oh, wow.
The one that
her
makes
Mississippi Mud Pie.
The leaders of the P1 revolution, the Rise Guys. RiseGuys.com.
Tell you which American Pie was it? Do you remember where they go into the club and they didn't know it was a gay bar and they pick on this like big dude at the bar and they end up having to dance all to this song?
Man, I don't.
The big gay guy in Stifler, because they think the gay guy's about to beat him up. Like, they don't know he's gay at this point, just a big dude at the bar. Then he challenges him to a dance off.
Was that like one of the spinoffs, like the summer camp version or whatever?
Oh, dang it, which one was it? It was one later. It wasn't in the first couple. It was afterwards.
Do you think the redheaded girl from the American Pie movies, do you think like she does those conventions and people come up and get flutes autographed?
I don't think she has to, since she did God dang, what was that show? Neil Patrick Harris was on it.
Doogie Howser.
Nah, afterwards. It was huge. He was like a drunk ladies man on that show.
Oh, yeah, that was quite a stretch for him.
Jason's
he's a sober gay man.
Oh, yeah. Jason Segel was on it too, right? God dang it, what's the name of that show?
I don't remember.
It was big, man, like 10 years ago maybe. Massive.
I see it.
Bob Saget was the voice. One of those.
Eight.
She was on that show.
Eight. Something with eight.
God, could have been.
Number eight.
I can't remember anything ever.
I know, it's part eight of is old. Enough, but that was a long time ago.
Give me something to huff.
Eight is enough. My three sons.
I'm the real huff daddy.
I'm just scared.
Don't do it.
I got two, just one. It's the quick one.
God,
I'll get you more.
What are you doing, you enabler?
Hey, you really
I
are.
I wash my hands every day.
You son of a bitch.
I need some cleaner ones.
Both of you.
We had a teacher named Mr. Huff. We called him Huff Daddy. He hated it. But he was a genius.
He probably really
too.
Hates it now.
He had a perfect score on his SAT, but he never talked about it.
Did you ever change it to...
I think he still teaches.
Did you ever change it to Huff Diddy?
Should have. He was a skinny white guy. He was nice, but you know.
Yeah.
He was not a black rapper, I guess is what I'm saying. So the name didn't fit.
Oh, yeah. Well, neither was Puff Daddy. He was not.
He wasn't. I finished the Kevin Hart roast. There were so many Diddy references in that freaking thing.
God, the Diddy and the Epstein.
Like, they're never going to let his name die.
You know, it's so weird about that. Like, I understand it. I totally get it. But, like, this awful thing that happened. to terrible. Young underage girls. Awful, awful thing. But then it is still used for comedic effect on like SNL and roasts and stuff.
Well, like, look at freaking Cheryl Underwood's husband. I didn't know anything about that guy.
That was rough.
Took his own life and it was a joke for 3 hours.
Yeah, over and over again. Over and over again.
Look, I know what the spirit of a roast is.
Right.
But you got to be like a special type of a-hole to like to be in one and do it.
Well, I mean.
But some of it got like, you know, really venomous.
Yeah. Well, clearly Tony Hinchcliffe and let me think of her name. Chelsea Handler hate each other.
They did not like each other at all.
Despise each other.
Really? That's so sad.
Yeah.
You know what's odd is like I noticed people in the crowd like, oh, okay, I forgot they're doing it in a big arena, and people just buy tickets to it like it's a normal thing and they're just like sitting out in the crowd.
Oh yeah. Yeah, but I think floor seats were for the elite.
Like for you know who they were.
For the super wealthy, like Bert Kushner.
There were a lot of people there, like people you wouldn't expect to be at a roast.
Yeah.
Athletes and whatnot.
It was a be seen kind of thing, you know. I mean, that's what a lot of stuff is, you know. Artisphere, you know, things.
Artisphere.
I was thinking about that last night. I don't know why I let it aggravate me so much.
Well, they should have you out there as at least a local ambassador of art.
I don't think they have really anyone local at it.
Can you do yoga? In the what do they do it? They put the sheets up in the hooks and whatnot.
No, I don't. What do you mean the hanging from the scarves good. And crap?
Well, yeah, because that's part of the. It's not always art. It's like you know body expression too. Oh.
No, it feels wonderful because there's no gravity. You just let yourself go.
Well, I got that wait for disclosure day. There'll be more of that.
You know what? Paige would make a killing if you know.
No, I got one of those things to hang on the door. Because I had one.
Wait a minute. You going to hang with scarves on a door frame?
Yeah, you can.
How?
Say you want to like...
Like a booby trap? Like I walk through and it catches my leg and pulls me up? Those never work, by the way.
Or hang backwards and take the stress off your back.
I'd have to go to the Biltmore House and have one strong enough to hold me up.
Rip the roof off of the Massacre Wellness Room.
I had a bar that was on a door frame. At one of my condos, and you hook your feet.
Whoa!
You hook your feet and hang upside down, and it kind of like decompresses your spine. It feels so good.
Like Batman did? And Michael Keaton, remember he'd hang upside down?
Yeah. Like a bat.
It feels good, though.
Would you consider any like breast art? I don't know if that's an art, but you know, you
could
would.
You see your face while doing this?
Of course.
You could paint with your breast.
How'd you get down?
You just you pull yourself up.
No way.
I cannot do it.
I could not. I mean, there's absolutely no way. There's no way.
Plus,
I wouldn't trust.
You have these boots that have like the hooks.
These boots were made for hanging.
You pull yourself up and put and it felt so good. I'm telling you.
But you can't do it for long, right? Because all the blood rushes to your boobs and you might pass out.
Oh, but whatever you, however long you did it, it felt good.
Good Lord.
What if you get up there and you got a whiz? Do you just go?
You go like a billy goat.
No, I don't pee on myself.
Go all over yourself. Hey, so you're hanging upside down at your own apartment, at your condo. And
it's just.
First of all, how do you get up there by yourself?
You pull yourself up and hook your. It's like when you do pull-ups.
Did you ever have any like little accidental like slip-ups where you took a back bump off of it?
My boyfriend, who was a bodybuilder, he installed it first.
Rufo Igna.
Was it Ronnie Coleman?
No.
Lee Haney? Oh. Bobo.
Bobo from Greenville Athletic Club.
He did pull-ups every day. That was his thing. And then he wanted to do that.
Joe Weider.
Oh, Joe Weider, rest in peace.
Oh, my God, no.
Franco Colombo.
No.
Mickey Hargitay.
No.
I can't think of any more.
But I learned. I mean, at first he helped me up. That was funny.
Did he?
Ty Green.
But then you learn when you do pull-ups. I can't do pull-ups now. That's my goal to do at least.
But is it wood?
No.
Okay.
You got to get like up there to unhook yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So that's easy to do?
Mm-hmm. So you just you do like an upside-down setup.
I couldn't do it.
And then...
A lot of
unhook your leg. Good Lord. If you wasn't a dancer in your background, I'd call bullcrap on that. But y'all, you flexible. It took
me a while to figure out how to do it. He had to help me because I was like, I can't get down.
God bless.
But we had a hot tub too, so if you tortured yourself, you just go sit in the bubbling water for a while. It felt good.
Who's gonna carry me there? Right. God, that seems exhausting.
If I call that phone, you better answer, dude. Look at her body; she a dancer too.
By the way, someone said, listen to the lyrics of Slow and Easy by Whitesnake. Never realized that that was about sex, too.
Oh, I believe that with Whitesnake.
Oh, I mean, what else would that one be about?
Yes. The band's called Whitesnake. I mean, come on.
Had a girl do the splits on a Jaguar. Okay.
Yeah.
Whitesnake. Got a band called Moose Knuckle. It's called, look at this.
God.
Guess what that one's about.
That's terrible.
What about the band Deep Purple? Like, whoa.
Whoa.
Ooh, hang on now.
That sounds like that's like...
Well,
high reference.
I don't want to discover too many of these.
I know. It'll ruin your childhood. It's like when you look at the Mulan VHS cover. It's like, oh, no. Why am I getting horny right now?
What's the world?
There's so much hidden in the... What had sex in the cloud? What movie? It was a Disney movie. Dang it, what was it? It was in the movie. They said they could see the word sex in the cloud.
There is that one.
Oh.
I can't remember what it was.
The word sex was written in clouds?
That's what people were saying that they were seeing. Because they put the little Easter eggs in there for the adults.
Yeah. But they also, like, there is the one from, like, the...
Aristocats? Might have been what it was.
40s or 50s or whatever, where Mickey's at this eye doctor, and he's reading the chart. And the chart says, ask about Illuminati.
I got an answer.
And it's literally, there's no like, oh yeah, I mean.
An organization is not that old though.
It's bull crap. It started in 1776.
I was thinking, Fatboy, that the sex in the cloud reference was Shrek, but it actually was Lion King.
God, I wish it was Shrek.
How dare
you? Oh, I was thinking Shrek. It's like my favorite movie.
The sex in the cloud.
Simba had been voiced by Eddie Murphy. That would have been so good.
Shrek. The sex in the cloud, Shrek.
He's not your son.
What a sex, Shrek. Don't drop sex in the cloud.
Don't drop him. Don't you drop him, Hercules.
Shrek is always my reference.
That's 2 days in a row for the Colts.
That you mentioned that, I want to give a shout out to P1 Wilbus, who sent me a video because he was listening to us talk about Hercules on the oldest effing radio you've ever seen in your life.
Oh, really?
It's like cool.
It's like a handheld transistor radio type thing with like a mile long antenna on it.
Well, any way you can get it.
Chopping trees down.
Love it.
Y'all should see the board in here the way it looks.
Paying all those taxes for your big trucks. Shout out to Long Guys.
Long Guys?
Long.
Yeah.
Or Long Guys, whatever.
What did you say? Long?
Long.
Long.
I should say Grass Guys.
Well,
grass cutters.
That sounds like you're talking about a dude, man.
Mowers.
That's my grass guy. Oh, yeah?
That's a
hair
grass
You got
guy.
That sticky, icky, icky?
See,
a long guy.
Right now for a dog turd, now he's got that stinky, icky, icky.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody. I have sad news to break.
Oh, no. I can't handle it, man. And you love doing that, too.
I do. Dad bards. No, what? Dad bods.
Dad
bods.
Dad birds.
Aren't sexy anymore.
Dad burn it.
Say yeah.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Dad bought it.
So the perfect male and female forms have been updated this year.
Fatboy, you know what it is now?
What?
Grandpa bods.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
It is grandpa bods.
The audience is growing old with you.
Show me your... Show me your paw bod.
You'll see my pawpaw.
Pawpaw. Somebody lost a horse and is running down the highway.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God bless.
So somebody couldn't catch it, but they could take a picture
of it. Horses get out all the time. That's why we don't have them anymore.
You can't have a horse on.
No.
They all ran away.
No, they would sneak out. And then my grandmother went to get him one night, and she got bit by a snake.
Don't tell anybody. We're going out.
Why are you going downtown, Wilbur?
They just go to play.
Are you going to go horsing around again?
Going to see the old mayor.
All opposed, please nay. Nay.
The old mayor. It's like Animal Farm. Click a vote on it.
There's the, yeah.
You little filly.
They play horseshoes with each other.
She did make me a jackass in an AI picture the other day.
No.
A donkey.
I did.
Yeah, okay.
Wait, I got to see
I made it after you. Don't you have one that I like?
Banjo.
Yes. Banjo. Banjo. I made you banjo.
Yeah.
And I made you a big, lovable teddy bear.
I did not see this.
Oh,
did you post it?
On her pizza day picture. Paige celebrates every day.
Yeah, there's no telling what we're going to look like from one day to the next.
Yeah, I know.
Whatever she feels AIing us up.
Please don't be angry about that. That was only because those are the things that I love about you.
The only thing that's weird is it never looks like me. It's like an older...
What were you?
Like me and Rick Harrison had a love child.
When you become covered in hair and you're fluffy, you're going to be even better.
Talk about covered in hair. That's something to show you later.
I even say the word AI. She picks up the phone.
No, but like, I feel bad that they didn't.
And it's good.
He didn't see it.
Her AI app is capable of really good AI.
Mm-hmm.
So you know she's.
It was just something that I thought, because I asked before I post anything, and
we're going to be talking about your social media here soon.
Oh God!
You know what I would do if I had that?
What?
And you might do this too. I would make a hot chick. AI, maybe have some private time.
You can't do that.
You can't?
You can't do anything. I can't. Somebody asked me yesterday if I can post a picture of a little girl kissing her grandmother, but it was completely innocent.
Yeah.
But it won't let you do that. Anything with children or anything.
Was it from G Vacations?
No.
I would delete it right now.
No, it just won't let you do anything where you're...
Yeah, CC me on that.
Yeah.
Where you're... There's no nudity or anything.
But they allowed you to put you as a baby being held by adult you.
Which was... Yeah. They put you on a list probably as soon as you typed in a little girl kissing. I was like, hang on, probably. Yes.
But it was just on the cheek. It wasn't anything bad. Imagine. It was holding your grandma.
Back in the 40s and 50s, you're the marketing guy that walks in with a copper tone baby.
Oh, God.
They're like, what do you guys think? His wife said he's been drawing naked girls all week long with a little dog pulling her bathing suit down.
That sounds bad.
Yeah. Child porn now.
You couldn't do that.
That sounds bad to even say copper tone baby.
I know. I apologize for those...
So the new report that's out looked into the most desirable body types, and the perfect male body is about 15% body fat. While the perfect 15? Female, you guys have to be ripped, I guess. The female is 30% body fat, so curves for women are in, and unfortunately, fluffy, love-handled dad bods are out.
If you want to get to 5 or 6% body fat, that's a lot of training.
Oh, God, yeah.
That's genetics, too.
Yeah, that's just 5 snacks a day, basically.
Plus, if you know that number off the top of your head, that's wild.
Yep.
I wouldn't even know. I don't know how you would know. How would you know? How do you do that?
Well, they got the calipers you can use, but I think they go off of weight now.
Oh, okay.
Muscle mass.
Yeah, because you can't do it off hanging skin.
No. 15% in a baby arm. That's what you want. That's the perfect male body. Right.
Right. A baby arm holding an apple.
A couple of big bowling balls to go with it.
I worked out really hard yesterday. And
that's even weird you said that. You want a body part that looks like a baby arm? Weird. It's kind of strange.
And it's hard.
Yeah.
To get like that, to be below 15% is when you cut weight. Like Wonder Boy does, that's hard to live like that.
Yeah,
you can't.
I don't know why they just don't walk around closer to what they fight as. I think I've asked him that.
God, I don't know.
Because the dramatic weight cut would suck.
Yeah.
Right before a fight,
Yeah, especially if you, depending on how you cut it. You don't want to get in there and somebody punch you and you mess all over the place.
Sit in some ice water.
Yeah. Ooh.
I got a friend, she lost weight and she's still losing weight. Lifestyle changed the whole thing, but she still has big boobs. So that's a different fat.
Well, she's lucky because sometimes that's the first thing that goes.
You don't want to do that. If you notice that's going, stop. stop immediately. Do not work out anymore.
Okay.
You cannot lose Hooter weight.
But what if you like, you know, like, you know, women that have, you know, big, you know, like the big butt, you know,
big style. Big butt.
Like the ones that do like the major, you know, squats and stuff like that, though, that's not that kind of butt you want, though, right?
No, you don't want it too
big. No, that's solid.
Yeah.
Because you're doing squats and that's hard.
So imagine you had one of them nice bubble butts, but then you lost some weight and you only lost it there in the butt.
I think the ones that you...
What?
In the butt.
We love butts. We don't like them too big. We like it. We're just like two pigs fighting over milk, Dud. We love butts.
I think if it's
Marion butts,
way too big, it looks
should
like
be illegal.
Whatever the implants are, it looks like it's very painful to go through that kind of stuff.
Oh God! Oh, any surgery's freaking painful. I think that's the way I feel about it.
All right. Well, I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys headlines.
Paige, thank you so much. The Attorney General. I'm just kidding. We'll take a break. Folks. When we come back, ladies, have you had a guy offer to buy you a spa package?
wow. This is very, very odd.
Very, very odd. Very odd. Paige may have.
A different person, you know, would. I don't want to give it all away.
I don't want to use the word stalker either, because maybe it's not. Maybe it's not.
I don't think so.
You don't?
I don't think so, but very odd offer. Maybe it could lead to that. You already got one. You know, I got to remind you who it is. I can do that when we come back.
Okay.
Remind you of the other guy.
We have to treat this very serious, though.
Yeah.
For real. She may have a stalker.
Because sometimes, like, is she making that up? Like, no, these are real messages.
No. Matter of fact, if you want to print them out, we can do, like, a dramatic reading.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Yeah, I think that would be fun.
Yes.
Will you print them out?
Yeah.
Why do you horn these dudes up so much?
I don't. I'll print out a few of them for you.
DM stalking.
This is the Rise Guys. Madman, Paige, and Fatboy.
Every morning, it makes you laugh.
I would hate to start my day without them.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.